Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to 2022. Yes, this is the very first episode of Debate Amongst Friends of the New Year. We hope you had a wonderful and safe holidays. Welcome back. I am the Professor John Gotti. Insert all the catchphrases. And I am the wise man for the reigning, defending, undisputed podcasting champion of the world, our tribal chief, the head of the table, the sultan of squat, the advocate of blank, Los Tranquilo himself, Doc El Idolo. Doc, I am so sorry. I know your new year were great, but your weekend, man, it was rough.
It was a lot of immaturity. I don't even know. I mean, I guess we'll start and put it in chronological order.
Well, first of all, let's get this out of the way. How was your New Year's, sir?
Oh, it was fantastic. We went to the living room, and Doc Leisner had champagne compliments of the Professor John Gotti.
How was that champagne, by the way?
It was freaking fantastic. Fantastic.
That was high quality champagne.
But no, it was fantastic. That's awesome, man. Watched a little TV, watched the ball drop, watched a lot of people possibly get COVID chan because they were out there. And like I said, off the air, temperatures rising. Temperatures dropping. And I believe wholeheartedly that the problem isn't
the temperature rising, it's the fact that people who are in areas where the temperature is dropping,
yeah,
are going to the areas where the temperature is either rising or staying the same.
Right, and where the temperature is dropping, I believe that
it got so bad to the point to where my phone used to give me like updates on the number of Corona Chan victims, and they took that off this morning.
Stop.
we don't want to track that crap anymore. Everything's good.
But now we're tracking something different.
We have a situation, and of course I mentioned this during the intro, Doc. Not one of your teams, but both of your teams had problems this weekend. Dang. What the heck? I mean, yeah, I can understand with Houston, you still have to deal with the succubus from the Astros stuff. Yeah. Like, get it. But then it reached a new level. And then the Buccaneers, even though they won the game, but no one's talking about that. Also, had Doc, I'm going to open the floor with you so you can address the people.
So I'm not going to address too much. I think I said I was going to let you give most of your opinion, but I'll give them the news. This past weekend, the Rockets were playing the Nuggets. I think they gave up. No. It wasn't that they gave up 71 points. I think it was the fact that they only scored 47 points in the first half. Even though giving up 71 points in a half is terrible. it's rough. Somewhere in that locker room during halftime, Kevin Porter Jr. got into a heated discussion, heated debate, heated argument, heated whatever you like to call it, with John Lucas, the assistant coach. He leaves the arena. He chucks up the deuces. Christian Wood says, "I'm not going back in there to play this crap." After failing COVID protocol, I think it was, whatever their internal team COVID protocol is, he failed it, which resulted in him coming off the bench. And even when he was in the game, he didn't play well, so it didn't matter. Then, a day or so later.
But wait.
Right. It's more. I'm watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get clapped by the Jets. I mean, clapped.
I mean, it's that much.
When he did
clap, but they ended the game.
Listen, when he's waving right here, right in the picture that's going to be on the.
Of course, it's going to be the picture. I mean, we have to succumb to the hot takes.
See, when he's waving here in this picture, it's 24-10, right? It is 24-10.
Yes. Johnny. And of course, Doc is talking about Antonio Brown.
Of course, I'm talking about Antonio Brown. 24-10. The Bucks are getting clapped. They're not getting any sacks. They're dropping interceptions. They're letting Berrios look like, you know, the best dang receiver in the league. He looks like Antonio Brown out there. And then you got freaking, you know, Zach Wilson finally, you know, living up to the hype. But again, and I said this earlier in the season, when you're playing number 12 on the other side, you get the best out of the opposing team. They just showed potential, which I'm pretty happy with Sala and the work that he's done. Is just, I don't know. This is a rough one. So this situation is kind of double-edged. So I think I said that the Cowboys played better without Zeke. The Browns played better without OBJ.
Yep.
The Bucks at first didn't play better without Antonio Brown, but as soon as he waved goodbye, there was an emergence of a Cyril Grayson Jr., which he had the hot hand. The commentators had his biography in line. High school track star.
They were trying to get away from OBJ thing so fast.
Yeah, OBJ. They was like, they tried to get rid of Antonio Brown. They tried to get rid of him everything. It was like, oh, this guy was a track star. He didn't go to college, and now he's making plays. He's catching passes from Tom Brady. But Antonio Brown's situation, so apparently in the third quarter, which I saw Tom Brady go over to him and say, hey, let's go. Let's come back and win this game. And he said, if I'm reading correctly, mouth reading, right? Lip reading. Let's go. He didn't say I'm hurt. He didn't say I can't. He didn't say, can I do it? I'm not going to be able to do it. He didn't say that, right? He didn't say anything. He just said, let's go. Moments later, or a couple minutes later, you see him talking to Mike Evans on the sideline. Mike's like, come on, man, let's go win this game, probably, I assume. And he's like, yo, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. Just can't do it. Then Mike said, just like Mike Singletary said, can't play with him. Can't run routes with him. Just can't do it. All right. Then Bruce Arians said, can't coach with him. Just can't do it. We got these young guys. We're going to move on. So now it comes out today, you know, while Doc's getting his Z's, that Antonio Brown was too hurt to play. I don't know about that, Johnny. I'm just not like, all right. In Oakland, remember the whole toe thing? You know, I get it.
Yep, dip toe.
But now we're talking about, you know, you're out there, you ran a couple routes. He didn't play a lot. They were on a snap count, right? Him and Mike Evans were both on a snap count, you know, which if people don't know, that means that they're limited, all right, to a play count. Cyril Grayson, Tyler Johnson, Cameron Braid, a lot of these guys played more minutes, more snaps. You know, I saw O.J. Howard out there playing more. Antonio Brown, it's your time. You know, it's your time. No, I'm not going back out there. Boy, you need 55 yards. 55 yards to get $333,000. Why couldn't you just go in, get these passes real quick, and then wave goodbye? Like, that's what I would have did. I would have tried to get these 8 catches. I would have tried to get these 55 yards. Right? I would have tried to do that. Hey, feed me real quick so I can get out of here. It's very simple, but that did not happen. Now he is no longer a Buck. And they said that this outburst cost him $1 million. But one more thing before we get to the games. Actually, yeah. we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get to the games. So the last thing I wanted to talk about with this Antonio Brown thing is, you know, it wasn't the fact that he, you know, did what he did. I called my dad, and this is the part where it gets crazy. I called my dad after the game, and I said,
"Tell us, Pops."
You know, because you know he's a Jets fan, and you know, first of all, I was like, "What the heck just happened?" You know, like what the bleep, right? What the bleep just happened? He was like, "The Jets happened. The Jets happened." He's like, "Nah." He's like, "I did not expect that. I did." You know, I said, well, outside of all that, Dad, obviously you saw what happened with Antonio Brown. He was like, yeah, he's done. Oh, my God. I don't know what's wrong with that guy. He just gave up $1 million. So I said, Dad, you know, it's not just fair they gave $1 million. What's the weather out there in New Jersey? And he said, it's 30 degrees. It's 30 degrees, dropping to 20. I said, so not only did he take his clothes off on the field, but he took his clothes off in 30-degree weather. Boy, is you crazy?
It was like 20 degrees out here yesterday for me.
It's probably 20 degrees here now. Yeah, it's like, let me check right out. He's not doing that. Exactly. It's nuts. I was like, yo. And he's like running casually, too.
I know we're gonna take a quick break, but since I didn't have the chance to actually give my take, because I figured that's why I gave Doc the floor.
I told you to take it, man. You passed the ball, so I just been dribbling with it. I was gonna run an ISO Doc.
All I had to say was, and I was telling this to Doc off the stream all day yesterday after the incident occurred. I am on the pulse of Twitter. I'm on the pulse of Instagram. I am reading, I am watching all these people cover this moment. Mm-hmm. And they have been speculating all night long. Then this morning, before the news came out, we had people on Good Morning Football being highly passive aggressive. Oh, we shouldn't say that he has a mental episode. But, oh, well, you know, back when I was playing, you know, you still have to, like, you know, we're supposed to be trying to shame it about mental health. Like, people are posting, like, parental advisement as an album cover with, of course, the very same picture Doc is displaying. Like, people are having way too much fun. Here's the thing.
No, I agree.
Here's the thing. Antonio Brown, I don't know what's going on here. This is why I immediately told Doc, this might be a mental health episode. And then when Doc mentioned his father saying, you know, how cold it was out there at MetLife, I'm like, well, that kind of, you know, put the cherry on top right there. Outside of what happened in Green Bay with the one fan not having a shirt on. That's something right. Different. Totally different scenario.
Yeah, fans are a different scenario.
We cannot use the same two situations and call it the same. But immediately I'm like, Doc, this has to be like a mental health episode. Like something is going on. And of course, with today talking about it being an it, I still think there's something mentally happening.
So initially I thought he was mad because of the count, the snap count, right?
Yes.
I mean, Friday it was announced that he sprained his ankle. He had a slight ankle sprain. So, of course, naturally, him and Mike Evans coming back from a hamstring issue, which, you know, Mike could very well, you know, be trying to get 1,000 yards, like, right, to keep his streak going. Yep. But he's on the sideline like, hey, bro, like, I mean, I don't know what Mike said. I'm hoping that I'm sure somebody's going to ask him.
Well, you know. Of course. I mean, they've been asking. Actually, they pretty much asked the entire team if they was part of the post-game conferences after the game.
I'm pretty sure. I'm going to probably check
and that literally, out. This is going to be the talking point for the Buccaneers for all the media scrums throughout the week heading into the season finale.
Yeah, and Mike needs about 54 yards to hit 1,000 yards again. And, you know, he'll hit it, then he'll get out of there, you know, like he did last year, hopefully, which is crazy because he hurt his hamstring last year as well. But it's just – it's crazy. He could have easily been on the sideline, you know, upset as well. But, you know, he's a veteran, and this is what you expect veterans to do, you know. But I'm not sure what is going to happen with AB. Again, a team may take a chance on him. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't know.
You know, a lot of people are saying that he's done. As my dad said, if you can't work with Tom Brady, who can you work with?
And again, I don't think it's that, though. Like, I don't think it's a matter of working with them.
But I'm saying, like, if you can't keep your cool.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
With, you know, with, and, you know, Tom is like, you know, Tom probably would have cursed him out if he was on the sideline. Tom probably would have cursed him out if he was on that sideline.
I actually have zero doubt in my mind that Tom
would have. Tom would have cursed him six ways to next Sunday.
Yikes.
But I don't know. And as far as Houston goes, I don't know.
Like I said, yeah, unfortunately, Silas might end up getting fired because of it. I don't know. Because the problem is I don't trust your front office still.
Yeah, and I get that. I mean, Raphael Stone hasn't, like, he's put together a talented young team. I think they really botched this whole John Wall thing. I don't like that. But, I mean, we got some really, really talented guards. So, you know, then we're going to take a break after I say this. But you got, you know, that guy that won't be mentioned anymore because he's no longer there. He acquired a lot of forwards. You remember, we had a lot of forwards on that team. We had a lot of forwards for many years.
I'm not saying anything. I'm letting Doc say it all. Because I'll end up
think about, I mean, you were there. You were there. He had a lot of forwards. A lot of forwards. It was like forwards as far as the eye can see. This gentleman gets all the guards. Raphael Stone has as many guards. And then some people are considered forwards, right? They're forwards.
Yeah, they're a combo.
Sure, but height-wise, you know that they're a guard.
Of course.
Right? So it's obvious that they haven't seen what they need yet. They're still trying to run, I think, a system that was predicated on those threes, right? Mike D'Antoni's system. And I think it's time to get away from that because it's just not there. Yes, we can run because we got a lot of youth, but it's time to slow it down and figure something else out. But with that, let's take a break and let's get to these games. And we are back. Let's jump into some of these other games, the more important ones, and just the Bucks and the Jets. But the Philadelphia Eagles versus the Washington football team, the old skins, just couldn't get it done. And I mean, the game was so great that fans were literally falling out of the stands.
Okay. I'm gonna have to put a yellow flag up for that one there. The football team, I mean, they fought. It was also a division game, so they're gonna have to fight hard. They wanted to try to play spoilers, and they nearly did, but I mean, Eagles pulled it out. Eagles are rolling. Eagles have a win streak right now, and they, you know, as a result, well, not as a result of this game, but as a result of some other teams losing, they have clinched a playoff berth. So the Eagles are in.
Well,
last season, you know, the NFC East was the NFC least, and this season now they have two teams in the playoffs.
True. That's true.
I mean, the paradox.
They won with the win and a certain team losing, which we'll get to. But next game, we got the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Los Angeles Rams.
This was also a really good game.
Yeah, I thought the Ravens were going to pull it out, honestly.
We literally had the Matthew Stafford of old appear again, and it almost burnt the entire city of Los Angeles to the ground. Even though they were they were not at home.
They were not at home.
This talks about the grit. The defense played and showed up. They played out. You know, Cooper Kupp, I mean, he leads the league in all the receiving categories. I mean, there's a reason why people are considered for MVP this year.
Yeah.
Only black spot is really just Matthew Stafford's, you know, ability or inability to not throw picks.
Yeah, and I said that it's gonna rely. They're gonna rely on him. I'm looking forward to the matchups, which we'll probably get into later on this week.
Yeah,
as they finally finalize the schedule, so we'll go over that.
They finalize that this morning. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We've already talked about the Bucks beating the Jets 28-24. The Titans found a way.
Yeah, we both had the
Dolphins.
The Dolphins too. Well, yeah. It's like I always say, the Doc. He doesn't like it, but it's actually applied with the Titans. There's a will. Titans found a way.
34-3. Dolphins just couldn't get it done. I mean, they laid an egg.
The offense can't do nothing, and the defense was out on the field for so long that, I mean, it hurt. It hurt big time.
Huge. And as you said off the stream yesterday, Tennessee is back at number one.
Yep. As a result to another team losing, and we'll get to that, which is actually hands down the best game of the whole weekend.
Yeah, so we got two games, and then we're going to get to that. I got number one, New England dominating Jacksonville, ending that coaching staff.
I did say that that was going to be
ending that coaching staff is tenure. I think the fans are going to be calling the game next game. Don't you worry. I think they'll be putting in live voting soon.
I mean, I can't wait for Bobby Boucher to make his appearance as the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm just saying.
Might as well. They might as well bring Tebow back.
You know, last game of the season, can't hold anything back.
They might as well bring in they might as well bring in Antonio Brown and Tebow just to sell some additional tickets.
don't give them ideas, Doc.
I know. Next, you got the Las Vegas Raiders beating the Titans. Derek Carr said, wait a minute.
Defeating the Colts.
Defeating the Colts. I had Cardinals on the brain. But yes, the Colts lost to the Raiders. Good game. This was back and forth.
Really good game, too.
I would say probably the third.
I would say the third.
But the number one game is this one here, the Chiefs versus the Bengals in Cincinnati. The Chiefs, which I chose, by the way. I said Joe Burrow watched Justin Herbert. I said this last week. And he watched Justin Herbert. He said, Justin, let me show you.
I don't want to pick the Chiefs. My brain is saying to pick the Chiefs, but my heart said it needs to go with the Bengals. I really, really hope that the Bengals make me a liar.
You did say that. You absolutely did. And they did. It was tough towards the very end. To the very end.
It didn't look well in the first half, but again, the Bengals are, you know, we're talking about a second half team of the year. I mean, the Bengals are a second half team, folks.
One name and says it all.
Ja'Marr Chase absolutely destroyed that secondary. Wrecked. Like, I am just sending Doc messages over. Like, this guy might be a god against this secondary. Holy 12 crap. Targets,
11 catches, 266
and yards. He broke the single season.
Yeah.
Rookie receiving and I believe yards as well, which was done by Justin Jefferson just last season. Beast.
But Joe Burrow, as of this morning, I got a message that said he should be considered for MVP now, which I don't know. That's kind of rough, but I said that. See, I said that.
But Doc said, yes.
I said that. I said that I didn't think that Aaron Rodgers separated himself from the other quarterbacks, which is why I thought Taylor should win it. But Joe has been, I mean, obviously he's thrown to wide open Ja'Marr Chase. I mean,
there was one play where he threw it to Ja'Marr Chase and he was literally surrounded by the entire defense of the Chiefs and he just played straight through them.
I don't think he played
for a 67-yard touchdown.
I think he gritty through them.
I think I've seen enough gritty this season.
I feel you.
I think my gritty quota has been filled. Everyone's doing the gritty now. After a field goal, after a special team play, after a pass deflection, everyone's doing the gritty.
which is kind of rough, but enough gritty talk. But on the other side, Patrick Mahomes, 36-25, 259, two touchdowns. He spread the ball around. Nobody actually did anything spectacular.
Nope.
Nobody over 60 yards. They ran the ball pretty well, 14 carries, 88 yards, two touchdowns. The end of the game, though, Johnny, I mean, really had us on the edge of our seats. Joe Burrow throwing the ball, it's fourth and goal. You got a holding on both teams.
Both teams, yep.
Then you had a holding again on the defense, automatic first down. The Bengals take a kneel. Coach is yelling on the sideline, listen, you spiked this ball.
Yep. Doc was freaking out. He's like, why didn't you spike the ball with 5 seconds left?
Yo, oh my God. Think about it. Like, it's first down, you take the kneel, second down, you spike it, it's third down. Give yourself 5-6 seconds just in case you bobble the snap or something stupid like that. You know, you got to pick it up and spike it or whatever. But well,
they said we want it all. We want it all.
2 seconds. EFL. EFL legend Brandon Allen gets a chance to spike it down with two seconds left.
I mean, whether or not you agree with the ref calls, I mean, this was a heck of a game, folks.
Yeah. And the Bengals, I mean, they look good. We'll have to talk about the QB ranking.
They ruled the north of the UFC. So congrats to them.
We'll have to talk about the QB rankings when they come out and see where Joe is. But the next game is expected, Chicago Bears. Dismantled the Giants. The only bright spot here, Saquon Barkley ran for 100 yards.
Yep. That's great. This is his first 100-yard game this season, too.
But the Giants somehow managed to get a negative 11 passing yards, which
not
is
surprised.
Ridiculous. I told them to stop starting Mike Glennon, but, you know, that goes in one ear and out of the next.
Yep.
Buffalo beats Atlanta 29-15.
We both had them.
Yeah, San Francisco beats Houston 23-7. Trey Lance gets his second or third start, I believe it is.
Yep.
Which is good going in. You know, this is a good tune-up just in case he does have to play in the playoffs.
We both had the Niners, too.
Yeah, 16-23, 249, two touchdowns. And he actually was able to find Brandon Ayuk. So that worked out for them. Next game here, we got the Chargers beating the Broncos 34-13.
The Chargers.
I believe so as well. I'll have to confirm, but I believe so. I think I chose out of this next team, New Orleans versus Carolina. I think we chose opposite. So one of us lost. I might have chose Carolina, honestly, because I just didn't know what was going to happen. But it's okay. You chose Detroit without question versus Seattle.
I did. I said, screw it. Why not?
Why not? Yeah. And then what's supposed to be the best 4 o'clock game, the Arizona Cardinals versus the Dallas Cowboys. I chose the Cardinals. You chose the Cowboys for good reason.
You had the Panthers in that other game, by the way.
I thought so.
And I had the Saints.
The Cardinals. The score doesn't reflect how the Cardinals
beat the Cowboys. It does not reflect this game at all.
I feel like they took a step back. They were dropping wide open passes again.
Yep.
Michael Gallup made
What was it that I said on Friday? Everyone kept saying, oh, the Cowboys are ready to go. And I'm like, this is only 1 week. It's all about being consistent.
Well, you called them frauds yesterday.
So I did call them frauds.
Now I gotta show prove you wrong in week 18 here.
No, they are them frauds.
Like I said, if they have to play the Cardinals again, which I think I saw some scenarios where they would have to play the Cardinals again, mm-hmm. I assume it'll be a different game, maybe. But I had a feeling that they weren't going to be able to stop Chandler Jones. But the Cardinals defense was blitzing left and right. It was insane. But Cardinals win, Dallas loses.
Yep.
And then we had Green Bay double check the Bears. Pretty much, you know, not the Bears. I'm sorry. The Vikings.
Yeah.
I forgot
Put him in a body bag, Aaron. Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking, you know, he ended, you know, Nagy's career, right?
And now he ended Mike Zimmer's career. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I said that turn again. Like, well, this is the way they want to play on this last game? Sure.
Yeah, so it's over. It's over. But tonight we got Cleveland heading to Pittsburgh for, you know, Ben's potential last game.
Home game,
yeah.
Everyone's coming to attend, former teammates, former opposing players as well.
Tom's going to be there.
Tom's going to be there.
Tom's not going to be there. But
he needs to be there, actually.
Based on the way this is going, the Bears won, the Vikings lost. I don't know any other coaches that might get fired this particular. Oh yeah, the Jacksonville Jaguar tenured staff.
Vic Fangio for the Broncos might be going too.
You think so?
I think so.
Dang.
I think so.
I'm gonna go. Dang, it's a terrible game.
It is a terrible game. Who you got, Doc?
I'm gonna go with the Browns though. The defense is still, you know, top five dead or alive, and that's just up one LP.
I'm also going with the Browns. Not only just their defense, but they still have Nick Chubb out there running.
Yeah. And if
the Steelers are going to try to make it big because it's a very emotional night for them, and they want to try to, you know, send Ben off with a dub and, you know, not like what happened with, like, Dan Marino, because that's exactly what they keep talking about.
All the Browns have to do is go back and watch how the Vikings played a couple of weeks ago. And this game is over.
Well, I don't think the Browns can throw the ball the way that the Vikings did on that game, though.
I mean, they didn't have to. I mean, Dalvin Cook was splitting them wide open that game. So that's why they was able to throw. That's why they was able to throw.
Yep. But I'm saying because Baker still.
Yeah. He'll be all right.
Like just run the ball. Just run the ball.
Just run the ball.
Just run the ball.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in.
Just a little tap.
But, you know, we're going to see what happens. But we also had college football. You know, we had the championship playoff games, setting it up for a rematch of the SEC championship like we all wanted to see. Yay.
I mean, we literally said it as soon as they came out with the final rankings. Like, we literally said we know exactly who's going to be in this championship game.
You guys freaking suck.
Because it's all about the money. And both games weren't even close.
Yeah. I will say Cincinnati, you know, they had a chance. They kind of blew it.
Yes.
They blew it more than Alabama dominated them. I mean, the game was only 27-6. In the fourth quarter,
that's when they really started to.
Oh, they piled it on.
Break away, but
it was 7-3 in the first quarter, right? I mean, we got a game.
Yep.
But then Cincinnati's offense started to struggle. They weren't moving the ball. A lot of three and outs.
It was a lot Alabama of three just and outs.
Scored 10 in the second quarter. Cincinnati had a chance to, you know, kick back in the game. Alabama didn't score in the third quarter. So this is your opportunity, Cincinnati. You know, you're making some turnovers. You're getting some sacks. You know, you're getting back there. But they just couldn't do it. And the game ends 27-6. Alabama, Bryce Young, MVP, you know, how about say MVP, but Heisman, 17-28, 181, three touchdowns. But the real story was Brian Robertson Jr., 25 carries, 198 yards. He just ran all over him. Absolutely ran. I mean, even Trey Sanders, 15 carries, 73 yards.
Which heading into the game, I did say that was Cincinnati's Achilles heel is their run defense. Like, their pass defense was absolutely lights out.
Which is crazy because they have six people, you know, six people in the box, five, six people in the box.
That's what I'm saying. But for some reason, they just, and I saw in a few of their other games, like, they just can't stop the run, but they can stop the pass, you know, legitimately, which is what they was able to do.
To an extent, they got clapped up a little bit at the end.
If you're defending for so long and your offense down the field and they're not doing anything, like, it's really hard to keep up the same type of effort.
No, that's true. You know, now coming in here,
6 to 7 minutes.
Agreed. So next we got Georgia versus Michigan. Mm-hmm. You know, coming in, I was like, oh, Stetson Bennett, you know, 5'10", 5'11", you know, maybe this Michigan defense can get after him, you know, with the, you know, top five player, Aiden Hutchinson coming after him, you know. Boy, if, like, the wheel route was a glitch in a game, it was this one. The wheel route, the stop and go, like, every, you know.
Every naysayer against Georgia had to eat their words.
A lot of crow.
Like, they had to eat humble pie.
A lot of crow. Stetson Bennett, 21-31, three touchdowns, 310 yards. And then, you know, you had the double pass in there. We had a lot of things going on. It was just too much. The Michigan team, they didn't run the ball well. They didn't pass the ball well.
Nope.
I can't say they didn't run the ball well. They could not run the ball well.
There we go.
But then they didn't pass well either. Cade McNamara just didn't look good. J.J. McCarthy didn't look good. At least J.J. McCarthy was able to get a touchdown, but even still, it was.
They got a touchdown at the very end of the game.
I always say that. But I just don't know, man.
Like, literally, this game was 34-3.
It was. It really was. It's very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate. But now we got this championship game.
SEC rematch. SEC championship game rematch.
January 10th, next Monday. So we'll wait till Friday.
And Doc will be in Texas for such a game, too.
He will be, actually. He will be. So we'll wait till,
folks, we may actually do a live stream.
Hey! That'd be pretty sweet, actually. That'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
But
hey, Chris, let's make that happen, okay?
But Johnny, I know that people heard this podcast on their favorite podcast platform, but if they didn't, they can always go to www.debateamongstfriends.com to review this episode as well as all the previous. Be sure to tune in mañana as we go over more news, more analysis, and the reads.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals, and a happy new year to you too.